This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about buried treasure found in Israel. That story, right after this short message.
This is Stephen Strang, and I just want to call attention to the two books I've written recently called God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, which came out in January, and then the sequel, which came out in early May, called God, Trump, and COVID-19, which kind of picks up where the first one led off. I wrote both of them to try to inspire Christians and motivate them to get involved because the issues are so important in this election. And I try to make the case, I hope I do make the case, that this is the most important election of our lives. I talk about it from a spiritual perspective. I talk about the prophetic. I talk about what God's word says on these different issues. I quote a lot of Christian leaders on what they say. I kind of give them a platform. Both books are very well researched. God, Trump, and the 2020 Election has extensive footnotes, really, as both of them do. And it's my way to try to make the argument that Christians have to get involved, that God has raised up Donald Trump for such a time as this, that he really is like the media portrays him, and he's been a very strong supporter of Christian principles. So you can get these books really wherever books are sold, certainly online on christianbooks.com or amazon.com or barnesandnoble.com, as well as on my own website, which is stevestrangbooks.com, where you can get a bundle or you can get a special price for multiple copies, and also all the copies on my own website, stevestrangbooks.com, are autographed by the author. A lot of people like that, so I went ahead and did it as just a blessing. And also maybe a little incentive to buy there. But really, wherever you get the book is fine. My purpose is to get out the word, and I need your help to help me get out the word for this very important election. God bless you.
As many young people get ready for the next big stage of their lives, they often look for a fun experience to have with their friends before they head off to college or the military. Before Oz Cohen, an Israeli teenager, had to begin his mandatory military service, he decided to volunteer with an archaeological dig, which teenagers often do to connect them with their historical past. Shards of pottery are a very common find, but what Oz uncovered was a very special discovery. He said, "It was amazing. I dug in the ground, and when I excavated the soil, saw what looked like very thin leaves. When I looked again, I saw that these were gold coins. It was really exciting to find such a special and ancient treasure." Israeli Antiquities Authority archaeologist Galit Tal said that finding gold in a dig is very rare, and this is a large hoard of about 425 gold coins in a small jar. She explained that, "We don't find many gold hoards in archaeological excavations. When we do find them, we don't find individual coins mostly. We usually find them in hoards because gold being gold, people wanted to keep it close so that they could keep it with them." The dig is in the middle of Israel, which would have been an industrial area with wine presses and pottery kilns. Archaeologist Galit Tal continued to say, "The unique thing about this gold hoard is that it shows us a lot about international commerce of that time period in that area, which was on the rise and prospering as opposed to the commerce in Europe at that time, where the use of gold actually started dwindling." Coin expert Dr. Robert Kuhl dates the coins back to the 9th century AD. The cache of coins weighed approximately 2 pounds, and they say that one coin could have purchased a large farming animal, while the whole amount would have been enough to purchase a luxurious house in a nice part of town in those days. The Antiquities Authority hoped to learn from the treasure of the coins and fragments that feature the image of Byzantine Emperor Theophilus, which would have been minted in Constantinople. According to Dr. Kuhl, this rare treasure will certainly be a major contribution to research, as finds from the Abbasid period in Israel are relatively few. Hopefully, the study of the hoard will tell us more about a period of which we still know very little. As archaeologists, researchers, and volunteers look for clues and answers digging in the promised land dirt, pray that they find the answers that will lead them to the truth in Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.